This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, David Kosacek's of Kosacek's Menswear in downtown Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. Nice to be with you.
Well, you as well. We've known each other for years. We're not going to say how many now, David. But we will. No, we won't. I wanted to talk to you about the 16th year of your Thank You Dad essay contest. Tell me about this contest.
Well, Cheryl, I started it, honestly, to honor my own father. And it was, and I just felt it was just very important for children to be able to express themselves. And over the 16 years, we honestly have received thousands of letters from children expressing their love for both their parents, but specifically for this particular contest for their dads. And it's been very heartwarming, and so we continue to do it. And it's just our way of just staying in touch with the community and another way for us to give back a little bit.
Well, and you've done that extensively over the years. You're in the 146th year of Kosacek's. Are you constantly amazed at the support for the store? I mean, it's been a mainstay in Lansing, gosh, forever.
Cheryl, I'm humbled by it. And it's been an honor and something that I just enjoy doing, and I'm very fortunate to have a wonderful team of people that enjoy it also. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to be in business in Lansing, Michigan. It's a great place to be in business.
Well, clearly you're doing it right, because you don't make it this long without doing it absolutely correctly. This contest is open to folks about 8 to 12 years old, isn't it?
8 to 12, and anyone in the in your listing area, and we get letters from children from Owosso and Fowler, and anywhere that they become aware of us, and it can be done as part of a classroom project, or they can do it as an individual.
Go ahead.
We simply ask that the child tell us what makes their father or their father figure special. It does not have to be their dad. It can be some of our past winners have been grandpas. They've been big brothers. They've been friends or mentors. And so it can be anyone that's impacted that child's life and that they would enjoy writing about.
And I think that's an important aspect, because some folks may go, oh, wait a minute, my father isn't really in my life. Well, there's a male figure somewhere who's impacted you, and that's what this is about as well.
Absolutely. And the subject of the most persuasive essays, the three most persuasive essays, will be treated to a new suit. And then Big Lug will be on hand at a ceremony that we will have sometime in the middle of June. And Big Lug will be there, and we will give tickets for the Lug Nuts for the families.
Well, so what a fun night. What is the deadline to receive these essays, David?
Saturday, June 4th, we ask that the letters be in our store by that date.
Well, and I love also, we're kind of doing this the old-fashioned way. You want an actual letter. We don't want it emailed or anything. You want a letter mailed into you.
We'd like it mailed into us, and the teachers can bring them in as part of a classroom project. And we ask that the letters be handwritten. And it's very simple, but it's very, very special.
What are some of your favorite memories from past winners that you've come across, things that have touched you or been memorable for you?
Oh, boy. We have had so many, and so many very special ones, and many of them are, oh, what shall I say? The kids get very intimate and very personal, and many of the fathers or parents have been challenged with illnesses. Others have just been great teachers in the children's lives. And but each letter, each of the winning letters, in their own way, they touch the heart of the parent and and they touched our hearts. And the people that are judging these letters and the people that are judging them are the entire team of our store.
Well, it's going to be something to look forward to for sure. When will the winner be announced? You want them in by June 4th, the essays, and when will you announce the winner?
We will send letters out the following week of June 6th, and the three winners will be notified, and that's how they will find out. They find out through the mail, and then our friend John Snyder typically will write about them in his column.
Well, and that's where I saw the announcement of this great event again. We'll tease a little bit another event that you have coming up, and that is Dapper Dads coming up in June as well.
Dapper Dads is a charity event that this is our second year doing it for the Women of Working Wonders of Sparrow Hospital. It's a terrific group of women, and they're raising a lot of money to help buy equipment in the hopes of this equipment will help with cancer and things of that nature.
Well, very good. And I'm looking forward to talking with Stella Cash, who's the head of the Sparrow Foundation, about that event as well, which is June 9th at Casa. You're going to have a busy June there.
We are. We're going to have about 35 models of wonderful men from the Lansing community, business men, sports people that are recognized, and some that are new to the community that will grace our stage. And we'll have the doo-wop singing, and it's going to be just a tremendous fundraising event for the women of Sparrow Hospital.
Well, and to get more information, I guess they could check in with you at CasaChecks or also at the Sparrow Foundation website to get more information on that event, and we'll be telling our audience more about that as time goes along. David, thank you so much for telling us about the essay contest, and we'll look forward to hearing some of the remarks from those.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. David CasaChecks. Casacek of Casacek's Menswear in downtown Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.